Yesterday on the Twitter, I read the following. Hold on, let me get to it here. It was a story posted at the Federalist. Well, there's several. And it's about this guy that was complaining about how his book had been banned or almost was banned by Scamazon, but he ultimately got the book published. But there are other people that were having similar travails with Amazon, and this was an outrage, and we've got to do a better job, and we've got to get rid of this, and Amazon's got to stop censoring, and just going on and on about Amazon. And I'm going like, why are you obsessing over Amazon? Walk away. Just stop. Just walk away. There are other people out there selling books that will be happy, ecstatic. Here it is. Philip Stutz. Big tech censorship is now hitting completely non-political businesses and nonprofits. Now, again, they're going to do this. Expect that they're going to do it. There's nothing you can do. You can complain all you want. But there is a countermeasure. You know what the countermeasure is? We make our own mainstream. And now, Paul Gottfried was writing about this at, I think it's at American Greatness blog. Mr. Barrett covered it on his program yesterday, a really good analysis of Gottfried's essay on that. And I even told Richard that Gottfried's an elite. He's been around for a long time, swimming in the stop bombing brown people, real, quote, conservative, close quote, waters. But Gottfried's conclusion was social media is evil. It was made to promote progressive ideas. The fact that everyone jumped in was part of the plan. And now they want to turn it on you. They think you're addicted. The thing to do is, like with any addiction, just quit. Quit. Stop using the darn thing. Walk away. And instead, go back to your analog way of living. Ooh, you mean you defone me, Dutcher? Hey, dude, I don't care if you use a pair of discarded Hunt's tomato paste cans and a string, which is what we will try to do with the committees of the new Christendom committees of correspondence, and again with the Congress that is coming up in early May. By the way, I threw this out there yesterday. Volunteers need volunteers, lots of them. Send me an email. I am King Dude. IamKingDude. IamKingDude at protonmail.com. So, Mr. Stutz rails against Amazon, and I almost didn't get this book published there. When did Jeff Bezos get in the position of yay or nay in whether or not a book can be published? And who in their right mind thinks that's a good idea? Well, we want to have gatekeepers. We just want to have gatekeepers that like us. Well, that's what Random House used to do. That's what Simon & Schuster used to do. That's what Doubleday used to do. That's what Alfred Regnery Books used to do. I've been talking about this for a long time, folks. There's nothing new under the sun. Gatekeepers. The internet promised no gatekeepers. Everyone is a Joseph Pierce, but no one is then a Joseph Pierce. If everyone is an expert on Shakespeare and can write with the same beautiful prose as Joseph, what do we need Joseph for? As a matter of fact, why do we even need names anymore? Let's just flatten the field. The whole thing was communism top down to make everyone equal. I mean, why didn't we see this? You know what boggles my mind? Why didn't we see this coming? The allure, the advertising slogan that they used on us was break all the barriers down. Everyone is now a television and radio host and author. that sound like what Marx proposes? That's a flattening. And if you take people that suck at this and have no experience whatsoever, whatever this is, and then tell the people that don't suck at it and have God-given skills at it that they're the same, and then force them to meet in the middle, what do? You completely eliminate the beautiful and the good in favor of the compromise. We're beyond the compromise. The compromise is now four layers of hell below even average now. You have to be a babbling dummy to get published these days. You have to say things that are by nature not true. They just aren't. But you can get them published now. So I asked the question, do you want to be published at Amazon so you can make a lot more money? Or do you really have something to say that will aid and assist people in the ultimate four final things, death, judgment, heaven, or hell? And if you make some dough along the way, fantastic. Well, the answer to the question is obviously A. I just want to be publishing. I want more books of mine to be sold. Did you help anyone along? I helped them understand this evil. Why does the evil exist? Because the oligarchs brought it into existence. So if you do follow me on Twitter, and there's probably 8 or 9 of you that do, then you might have seen this. I actually got into double digits on this tweet, which never happens. Somehow I squeaked past the Twitter shadow ban. So I didn't reference Mr. Stutz. I just put this out in general. Me, please stop bitching about Amazon banning your books or harassing you. They are the enemy of humanity. There are hundreds of little bookshops like mine run by people who actually love good books and authors. We even interviewed them, I said. But you didn't even offer us your screed. And then I follow that up with, I've been in radio for 28 years and good and sane authors should be clamoring to get their books reviewed by Fiorella Nash, the world's greatest. What does she call herself? Oh, and I'm also an insufferable bibliophile. World's greatest bibliophile. And she is. Oh, but it's not Amazon, though. And hundreds of thousands of people or tens of thousands of people won't see or hear Fiorella's reviews. So what does that mean? That must mean that they suck, right? That must mean that they stink. Nothing to see here, citizen. Move along. You need to go get professional reviews at Amazon, right? How does that elevate anything? The fact of the matter is that another dumbing down, another making people more like one another in all things, including intellect. That's a recipe for failure. Not disaster, just failure. Human failure. There won't be any human flourishing. You know why? Because they don't want any. That's the point. Again, everything that the oligarchy and the cult of death is doing, including the Biden regime, is designed to do what? According to me. Now, no one has come along to disprove me yet, probably because only 8 people know about this. But I'll say it again, and we can make 8 plus 7 are listening today. We're being double digits by the close of this hour here. Everything the cult of death, Corona hoax, Biden regime, whoever you want to throw in with the oligarchs, is doing is designed for one specific purpose. To do what? Less human beings. Fewer human beings. And part of that is, if we can make human beings as dumb as Scooby-Doo, well, they're really not human then. Certainly not a threat to us. And because they are so unintelligent or imbecilic, if you will, they'll probably just wind up walking, driving off of cliffs, what have you, and killing themselves. Natural selection, you see.